Okay, it's on.
Welcome to Service Area 3's November Board of Trustees meeting. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, and the time is 5:31 PM. Let's start the roll call and conflict of interest, starting with Dave.
David Olson, no conflict.
Sarah Price, no conflict.
Scott Witkin, no conflict.
Rick Parisi, no conflict.
Otto Blum, no conflict.
Keegan Bracken, no conflict.
John Ball, no conflict.
Vincent Powell Borjigan, no conflict.
Chris Bullock, no conflict.
Gary Tex, no conflict. Jody and Agnes, no conflict.
Let's jump into the resolution 2025-11, certifying the election. Vince, you have that handy?
What's that? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you have the results handy, or just motion to vote on it?
I do.
I don't want to see the resolution.
They knew the, what was sent to us via email, what I sent to everyone this morning needs to be read into the record. So Vince, if you could do that, that would be great. So basically, everything that pertains to us, obviously, we don't need to do all of Summit County and the other districts, but the total number of votes and all of that needs to be read into the record, please.
The general ballot report for Summit County Service Area Number 3 elections on 11/4/2025. There are 361 ballots counted. Not counted, there's 12 after the deadline, one with a signature that didn't match, one ballot ID with was unclear which district, for a total of 14, no provisional ballots. The finals were John Nowalski with 84 votes and Derek Price with 90 votes in the upper, for total cast votes for upper trustees of 174. On the lower, John Ball with 63, Justin Shea with 70, Caroline Gretsch with 91, Rick Parisi with 49, and Ashley O'Hara with 63, for a total of 336 votes counted. And there were 38.
Okay. A motion to certify election.
Okay. So Dave Olson, motion. Scott Witkin, second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye, John Ball.
All those opposed? Okay. The results are certified. Congratulations. Thank you for your participation. At this point, we need to motion to adjourn. Does anybody want to motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Derek motioned, Rick seconded. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned. The time is 5:34 PM. The next meeting is a budget hearing and board meeting on December 9th, 2025. Outside of the next meeting that we have here.
Does Jody need to do a new recording here?
Yes, I'm going to end this one so I can post this with the agenda and everything and then the minutes. So it's treated as its own separate thing. So I'm going to end it right now and then we'll do a new recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you see the vote totals for like people that mailed in versus the other? Was like 7,600 out of 70, it was 90, over 96% mail.
For mayor?
No, no, just, I think total, I don't know what number I was looking, just the total count or whatever, but all votes though. Like 90, over 96% mail-in. Like these knuckleheads want to get rid of mail-in voting.
Well, yeah, Utah's always been good about it.
Yeah.
Now you have to opt in to get your ballot by mail.
Right.
And you can't, it can't be postmarked after, it's, they've made it more difficult.
Right, right.
And I'm sure they will continue.
Yeah.
Are you ready to start again, Jody?
I can. The agenda says we don't start till 5:45. So I don't know if we can start earlier. But I could start the recording if you'd like.
Start earlier and get administrative out of the way.
Okay.